This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
San Francisco Mayor Lurie is looking to change how the city spends on the homelessness crisis. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Matier. So, Phil, what does the mayor want to change?
Well, he wants to change some of the rules that we have in San Francisco about, you know, where to spend the homeless money. And, you know, this isn't just an issue in San Francisco. We see it across the state, in cities and counties. And the state itself grapples with this ongoing tug of war about whether to put more money into shelter and mental health programs or put it into long-term housing. Now, the immediate need for people on the street is pretty obvious. They need a place to go that night or that week, and they need services to get them off the streets. But at the end of that, or the next big step, is permanent housing, whether it be for families or for youth or for people with mental health problems. And they say that unless we have that second part, the first part is just a quick in and then back out on the streets. And yet, voters in San Francisco a few years back passed something called Proposition C, which raises tens of millions of dollars every year from large corporations in the city. But it was mandated that 50% of it would go into that long-term housing we were talking about, and the rest would be go to other programs. And Daniel Lurie and others have been saying, okay, maybe right now what we need is more shelter beds and immediate care, because that housing money is just sitting there. There's about 90 million of it that's just sitting there because we don't have the plans or the places to build that housing. So in the meantime, let's get it people off the streets. The question is whether or not the Board of Supervisors and the public will buy that.
Yeah, I mean, when the voters voted, they voted for this. So the supervisors could change it. Do you think they're likely to?
Well, they could change it because that was included in the proposition. Will they? There's a good chance they will, because, as you said, Margie, voters voted for that. And one of the reasons why voters voted for it was because it was very specifically laid out that way. And that's another thing we see in these initiatives that go for voters. In order to pass them, you have to say where the money's going, whether it's for transportation funding or homeless funding or education funding. The question then becomes, you know, what's the fine print say? Because we buy the big ticket, you know, we vote on the bumper sticker version of a law versus or a bill versus the fine print. And I think that some people would say, well, let's just get the problem solved. And that's going to be the test at the Board of Supervisors. At this point, it looks like he has the votes for it. In part because the advocates and the homeless advocates just don't seem to have the voice that they had before for the longer term solutions. Right now, people in the state and in the nation say, let's take care of this problem that I'm seeing, and we'll take care of the long term fix down the line. Whether that rides out, keep your eyes on it, because like I said, this isn't just an issue in San Francisco. It's an issue all across the state.
Thanks as always, Phil Mateer, and Phil will be back this afternoon at 5:50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.